Good morning and welcome to Cumulus Cares. I'm your host, David Jones, and our very special guest this morning is J.R. Rodriguez. J.R. is a resident of Cumberland. He's self-employed in the high-tech sales and marketing industry, and he has created a website called joblesswarrior.org specifically to find jobs for returning veterans. J.R. is here today not to ask for funds, not to look for money, but to look for volunteers. First, JR, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, David.
So tell us, John, how did this all come about?
Well, you know, last October, I was reading an article in the Providence Journal, and it was about a fellow who returned from the war, either Iraq or Afghanistan, came back to Rhode Island, couldn't find a job, became homeless, was living out of his car for months. I mean, eventually he turned his life around, got some help, and the story ended on an upbeat nature. But what I did is I got very upset by that. It really bothered me to think that a veteran could come back after defending our way of life and not get his or her piece of the American dream. I said it must be an aberration. And in fact, I did a little research and I discovered in 2010, Department of Labor said, you're an 18 to 24-year-old hero returning from the war. You faced a 22% unemployment rate. We worry about 8 or 9%.
Right.
We're seeing 22%. The trend's gotten worse. They're throwing out numbers today like 30%. That's disgraceful.
It certainly is, isn't it?
It's unacceptable. Well, I took a quick look at my bank account. I've got a daughter in college. I've got a son wanting to go. And I said, well, I won't be donating $1 million anytime soon to a foundation to help turn this around. But we have to do something. My background is growing small organizations, typically in the $0 to $5 million range to 20, 30, 40. So I'm good at growing things, growing businesses, organizations. Turns out in the 90s, I was involved with a software company that automated nonprofits. So I understand how nonprofit and membership organizations work. Finally, I co-founded a software company that made job search management software. So I have a lot of ties in the career industry.
Mm-hmm.
My premise was that there's an untapped reservoir of goodwill in the country toward our returning heroes. Unlike when my friends went to Vietnam and came back and
right.
Some of them were treated like criminals.
Exactly.
So I wanted to tap into that. And I said, I can create a website. And I did, called Jobless Warrior. And I started through my own network to recruit volunteers. Because in talking with experts, I spoke to some experts on military unemployment issues. A couple of themes kept recurring. One, veterans don't know how to translate their military skills and jargon into something a private sector hiring manager can understand.
Right.
The other thing is many veterans come and just take the first job they're offered, and it's not a good fit for whatever reason, and they become unemployed again. And that contributes to this very, very high and unacceptable unemployment rate. So I said, with my contacts and with the help of that goodwill across the country, I can get career coaches, resume writers, job networking groups, recruiters, employers, all who have an interest in helping the veteran to donate their services or heavily discount their services. So I started doing my own networking. I have about 71 career professionals already signed up, but I need hundreds. There's just thousands, there's tens of thousands of veterans out there that need their help.
Right.
And our philosophy is we don't want to get a veteran a job. I kind of stole this really familiar quote about fishing. Give a veteran a job, he or she works today.
Right.
Teach them how to get a job, they'll work for a lifetime.
Exactly.
And that's what we're about. We're about getting them on the right path.
Well, when I first heard about what you're doing, I said, oh, great, I have to get you on the air. Because this is so much needed for all the reasons you just gave. I mean, someone goes and fights for us and fights for our country, and they come back here, and it's like a slap in the face. They have no job for the country they're just fighting for. They have a hard time making ends meet, and that's ridiculous, you know.
Part of this was selfish. I don't want to live in a country that doesn't treat its veterans correctly. I want to live in a country where we respect and honor what they've done. Those folks going to war, David, allow you and me to come to work every day.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm very glad someone has taken the lead and done something like this. And what makes you a little more unusual is the fact that you're not even looking for money. You're funding it with your own money. You're just looking for volunteers, people that can help the veterans returning.
We're here to raise friends, not funds. And in fact, it's not just career professionals. Surely I need hundreds and hundreds of more career professionals, but there's a lot of folks that can help. Why couldn't a hair salon donate its services to give that interview haircut? Why couldn't a department store give a discount on interview suits? Why couldn't private citizens volunteer in all forms? Like, for example, for my own website, I could use a high-tech database and web programmer to automate the sign-up process.
Right.
But anyone can help. Absolutely everyone can be a jobless warrior volunteer by helping me get the word out. Tell your friends, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Let everybody in your circle, network, friends, family, colleagues know about this, because I'll tell you what, the response has been gratifying and humbling. Everyone who hears about it is moved and enthusiastic. Career coaches come up to me and say, thank you, I've been waiting for something like this. I'll tell you, David, it's been so wonderful to see the response. I'm getting all the benefit.
Well, it must be gratifying to see. I mean, actually, the response. Because usually sometimes you start things and the response isn't so good. Or, as you said, if you would have done this after the Vietnam War, you definitely would have gotten a negative response.
They might have tarred and feathered me.
I know, exactly. And that's a shame in itself. That's a whole other story. But the fact that you're doing this, all right, now let's say I'm a returning veteran.
Yes.
I come back. I don't have a job. How do I get in touch with you? How do I tap into this resource?
Well, everyone can go to joblesswarrior.org. Now, I don't yet have that critical mass of volunteers where I can actually start helping the veterans. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing everything I can to promote it. There's thousands and probably tens of thousands of veterans that are going to want to use this. There have been newsletters circulated amongst the military getting everybody primed about Jobless Warrior. The Pentagon sent out a newsletter that somebody forwarded to me. So the word amongst the veterans is getting out. I'm just not ready for them yet because I don't have enough volunteers. As soon as I do, we're going to launch. And I have been helping the occasional veteran with a real hard luck story by matching them up manually. But we're going to be launching in another month or two. But in the meantime, I need to get that critical mass of volunteers. And then they can just come to JoblessWarrior.org, just like the volunteers can, to sign up as well.
And this is a national site, so you don't even have to live around here.
Absolutely. The 71 volunteers that I've lined up so far are all across the country.
Beautiful.
And what we want to do is get, again, as many career professionals lined up and really just get the word out.
All right, give me some more examples of who you are specifically looking for. I liked your example about maybe a hairdresser offering to do a haircut for a guy or a woman who are going out for a job interview.
Sure. Well, in addition to the obvious ones, the career coaches, the resume writers, those are actually the first people that veterans will be matched with, because you use a career coach to get the goal set, to understand what you're capable of, what you can shoot for. The resume writers, of course, will help you put that into the words you need to get in front of an employer. But then we have the job networking group moderators, the people that run the various networking groups, because that gives the veteran a chance to practice their pitch and see what others are doing. And then I want to connect them with recruiters. Anybody in the recruitment business, they have an insight into what jobs are available and who's looking for what. And then ultimately employers.
I was just going to ask that. How about some employers that might be listening that might have jobs?
They have a section on our website for employer volunteers that specifically want to give some sort of preference or have a program for hiring our heroes. And it's a wonderful thing. But yeah, there's many ways to contribute. Again, if you think you can do something, if you have a skill, a product, a service, whatever it might be that'll help a veteran get that career that they deserve, I want to hear from you. I'm open. I mean, we'll take any kind of volunteer.
All right. J.R. Rodriguez of Cumberland is looking for volunteers. He's not looking for money. He's looking for volunteers for JoblessWarrior.org, this website he's created with a specific purpose for finding jobs for returning veterans who have been out there fighting for you, fighting for me, fighting for us, fighting for our country, who are coming home and don't have any job to go to. John, good luck. I mean, I really hope you can change this scenario of 22%+ unemployment for returning veterans. JoblessWarrior.org.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We're going to move that dial back and set back the unemployment rate permanently for these folks.
We all hope you can accomplish that, John. Thanks for listening. This has been Cumulus Cares. I'm David Jones. Have a nice day.